Hi, my name is Amit Banerjee. I'm a group program manager with the SQL Server product group. I'm responsible for the database engine for SQL Server. So in today's video, we're going to talk about the SQL Server high availability and disaster recovery benefits that were introduced in November 2019. So let's go figure out how we actually deploy SQL Server today in a high availability and a disaster recovery configuration. So let's say you have a primary instance of SQL Server, and the primary instance now can have, depending on the feature that you're using, whether it is availability groups or log shipping, it can have multiple secondaries. If you have high availability solutions like failover cluster instances, then those are HA-only solutions, and you don't have a DR node. You have to use other technologies to deploy DR. So if you had this with SQL Server 2019 or below, and this was, let's say, another SQL Server 2019 and below, and the same thing over here. Prior to November 1st, if you had software assurance and your enterprise agreement gave you software assurance capabilities, you would be able to license the primary. The first high availability or DR replica would not need to be licensed, and the next DR replica and so on would continue to be licensed. Starting with SQL Server 2019, and this applies to all older versions of SQL Server as well, if you have the same architecture, if you have a primary, and now I'm just going to draw this right aligned so that it's a little easier to understand. You have multiple secondaries. Let's say this is used for high availability and this is used for disaster recovery. Your primary will need to be licensed under software assurance. Your first HA replica, which is synchronous in nature and supports automatic failover, does not need to be licensed, and the disaster recovery replica also does not need to be licensed. So let's figure out what that actually means. So let's say this had 32 cores, and you had 32 in each, just to make it simpler. So prior to November 2019, you would have to license for the primary, none for the first secondary, and another 32 cores for the next secondary. Now, if you have SQL Server or any SQL Server release, as long as the cores are covered by software assurance, what you really need to license for post November 1st, 2019 is the primary, and up to two secondaries, it would be free. Now, what that actually means is, let's assume you have 32 cores, your licensing would look like this. Now, how do I actually set this up? Is first prerequisite, you need to have software assurance. Second prerequisite, you can license the cores on the primary, and the number of cores on the secondary has to be lesser than or equal to the number of primary cores. So if you had, for an example, if you had more than 32 here, then the benefit would not apply. So essentially, for each core that you license, for each core that you license for SQL Server post November and you have software assurance, you get one HA core, which is synchronous, one DR core, and in addition to that, you also get another DR core running on Azure VMs. So if you're running on an Azure virtual machine and you're using that as a disaster recovery site, you also get that for free. So in this architecture, let's say prior to November, you added a secondary, but this was on an Azure VM, you would pay another 32 cores, provided this had 32 virtual cores. In this case, I add another secondary and I pay zero cores for this. So your architecture can actually leverage a better high availability and disaster recovery with a lower cost of ownership with SQL Server benefits that were changed post November 1st. Now, what that entitles you to do is you can actually take this to any release of SQL Server, 2019, 2017, 2016, and all the way to any release of SQL Server as long as those cores are covered by software assurance. And if you have an architecture, which is, let's say, a physical machine, so if you're on bare metal, you get that. If you are on virtual machines, you also get this benefit. If you're in containers, you also get this benefit. So whether you're using SQL Server on a physical data center, or you're using SQL Server in virtual machines, or you're using Azure as your DR center, and you are actually hosting your primaries on premises, you will have a DR benefit covering your SQL Server replicas on Azure. In next few episodes, we will actually talk about what are the most optimal architectures to leverage this benefit efficiently. Thank you for joining.